Putting God first is for His glory and for your good. It's for His glory and it's for your good. When you put Him first, it gives Him glory and it gives you good. That's not coming out quite right. Putting God first is for His glory and for our good. When you put Him first, something good's going to happen. Romans 8:28 is the reigning champion of life. It is still undefeated. All things work together for good. New American Standard says God causes all things to work together for good. He doesn't cause all things. He doesn't cause the bad, but He turns the bad into something good. He doesn't cause the curse, but He turns the curse into a blessing. He didn't cause sin, but He turns sin into righteousness. He doesn't cause poverty, but He turns poverty into abundance. We know that God causes all things to work together for good. You know, the thing I've learned about God is you can go back in time with Him. Is there a time machine we get into? No. But God is beyond time. God is above time. God is underneath time. God is around time. God is in time and He's out of time. But I guarantee you, He's always on time. Right? He's both in time. We're only in time. Our only existence right now is within the boundaries of time. But God's existence is beyond the boundaries of time. So He is still in the past. He is still in the present. And He is already in the future. So when you say, oh man, I screwed that up 5 years ago, Lord, or 5 minutes ago, or 5 days ago, but and there's no coming back from that, and there's nothing I can do about that, but there's something God can do about that. God can add that ingredient into the mix to bring this to pass. Romans 8:28, that stands undefeated still. And we know that God causes all things to work together. Let me ask you something. All things, He says, all things. I've studied 100 languages, and I've found that in every language, all means all. I'm just kidding. I haven't studied 100 languages. And we know that God causes all things. Let me ask you something. Is your salvation a part of all things? Are the good things that you do a part of all things? Are the bad things that you've done part of all things? Is your past a part of all things? Is your present a part of all things? Is your job a part of all things? Is your body a part of all things? Is your money a part of God, all things? Is your future a part of all things? Is your present a part of all things? Is your worst mistakes a part of all things? Then He is right now, if you're wondering what God's up to, He is right now causing all those things to work together and to work in harmony with and to work in symphony with for all, for good together, for good to you who love God and who are called according to His purpose. Loving God is not some arbitrary thing that we wonder, do I love Him enough or can I love Him more? Loving God equals believing that He loves you. Because in 1 John chapter 4, it says, "For we love Him because He first loved us." We love Him because He first loved us. So our love for Him is not dependent upon our emotions. Our love for Him is connected to His love for us. We love Him because He first loved us. As soon as you believe that He first loved you, that equals you loving Him. We love Him, 1 John 4:19. We love Him because He first loved us. We love Him because He first, in other words, because He first loved us, it is a declarative statement, then we love Him. Look up the version that says we love Him because He first loved us. Well, it's in the King James or New King James or one of those versions. We love him because he first loved us. Loving God is the result of believing that he loved us first. He first loved us. Why are we talking about God first? Because he first loved us. He was the first one to love you. As soon as you believe that, you are now loving him. If you don't believe he first loved you, you can't love God. You're not loving God. Don't tell me you love God. You don't. You only love God if you believe he first loved you. And as soon as you believe he first loved you, you love him. So guess what kicks in? Romans 8:28 kicks in. All these things, God causes all these things. He mixes them all up together. Causes all things. He causes all things. He doesn't cause all things, but he causes them all to work together for our good. To those who love him. Who are those who love him? Those that believe what? Shama. Because he first loved us, when you believe he first loved you, when we believe he first loved us, that's as soon as you believe that, you're loving him. As soon as you believe what? He first loved us. That he first loved us. And called according to his purpose. Well, he's called you according to his purpose. You might not be living in the purpose for which he called you, but he has called you for his purpose. You are called. Romans 8:28, go back to that. Now we know that God causes all things. We know that God causes all things to work together for good. He doesn't cause evil, but he turns it and shapes it into something good when you trust him. We know that God causes all things to work together for good, so it's going to be for your good. It's going to be for our good. He says, to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. You're called according to his purpose. None of us are living his purpose completely in our lives. But we just take one step at a time. We conquer what's right in front of us. We know it's his purpose for us is to glorify him. The chief end of man. The chief end of man is to give God glory and enjoy him forever. You see how life is for his glory and for our good. For his glory and for your good. We have to stop doubting that God can use our yesterday to help us today. That God could use my pain to help me heal. That God could use my mistakes to help me find the way. We have to stop doubting. We have to stop limiting God, that he can only do something in your life if you cross this T or dot this I. No, if we just accept this verse as undefeated, it will work. And you will see the work of God in your life. In Genesis 11:4, it says, the people said to each other, come, let us build for ourselves a city, a tower with its top to the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves. Look at how much self is involved here in Genesis 11. When they built the Tower of Babel, they thought they could build it to heaven, and God confused their language, and they failed to build it. Because what were they doing? They were using their lives, and they were using their agreement, and they were using their unity to build something for themselves. They said, come, let us build for ourselves. It's selfish. Come, let us build for ourselves. Don't you see? We see the selfishness there, right? And the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves. Listen, this is all self-centered. Let us build for ourselves. Let's make a name for ourselves. And otherwise, we'll be scattered over the face of the earth. And that's exactly what happened. Because when you live for self rather than for God, your life is going to just be scattered. It's just going to be wasted. You're going to build something for yourself, and you're going to try to make a name for yourself. There's so many people that have made a name for themselves in social media. They're called influencers. Don't let them be your influencer, though. That's not your church. That's not your fellowship. That's not your community. Instagram, TikTok, blah, 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 all of them. That's not your community. You can have some fun with it, but we got to be delivered from the addiction to it, because we're opening up our accounts before we're opening up our Bibles. We're opening up our phones before we open up our heart to God. He said, when they put themselves first, let us build for ourselves. Let us make for ourselves. Wrong. Let's build for His glory. And let's make a place for Him. Let's live for Him. Let's build His church. Let's reach this world with the gospel. And let's build His church. You know, Jesus said in John 5:39 in the New Living Translation, you search the scriptures because you think they give you eternal life, but the scriptures point to me. The scriptures point to me. John 5:39, New Living Translation, the scriptures point to me. I wish we would understand we're not in a Bible contest with people to try to slam them with our theology. It's the New Living Translation, please. He says, you search the scriptures because you think they give you eternal life, but the scriptures point to me. What he's saying is, he is the one that gives eternal life, and we should read the scripture to point us to Jesus, not to point out all that we're doing wrong. The scriptures point to me. The scriptures point to Jesus. The scriptures point to the finished work of the cross. The scriptures point to Jesus for those that came before him and to Jesus for those that came after him. But in every sense, the scriptures are pointing to him as the center of our lives and Jesus as the center of the universe. And Jesus is standing in the center of heaven before the throne of God. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, but he's also standing there in between the Father and us so that we can go to the Father through Jesus. Amen. He said, yet you refuse. He said, but the scriptures point to me, yet you refuse to come to me to receive this life. Verse 40, you refuse to come to me to receive this life. Then verse 41, one of my favorite verses. Your approval means nothing to me. We have to realize we're living in a world where every person almost who has a cell phone is looking for somebody's approval. And we have to get to this place when we could say, your approval means nothing to me. My approval comes from God. I was God's idea, and my approval comes from Him. This is why he redeemed you, because you were made for his glory. This is why he blesses you, because you were made for his glory. This is why he helps you, because you were made for his glory. It's impossible for God to unlove himself. Therefore, it's impossible for him to unlove you. For him to stop loving you would cause him to stop being God. And that is impossible. God is love. And as soon as he's not love, he ceases to be God. That's why it's not possible for him to stop loving you. Amen. He says, I know you don't have God's love. He's talking to people that don't look to Jesus. They're using the scriptures, but they're not looking to Jesus. They're not realizing the scriptures point to Jesus. Your approval means nothing to me because I know you don't have God's love within you, for I've come to you in my Father's name and you've rejected me. Yet if others come in their own name, you gladly welcome them. Like we follow so many people on social media, and yet we're not following Jesus in life. We gotta, let's follow him. Amen. We've got to disavow our affiliation with approval-seeking social media lives. approval seeking in any realm of life. We need to stop getting our approval from anything or anyone other than Jesus himself, God, our Heavenly Father. Amen. He said, if others come in their own name, you gladly welcome them. No wonder you can't believe, for you gladly honor each other, but you don't care about the honor that comes from the one who alone is God. This is why we've been put on this earth. This is where our approval comes from. He says, yet if others come in their own name, you gladly welcome them. Yet, listen what he says. But he says here in verse 44 in the New Living Translation, no wonder you can't believe. The reason our faith isn't working is because we're not seeking our approval to come from God. We're not receiving our approval from God. We're trying to find it other people. We're elevating other people on some pedestal. And we need to erase all those pedestals and give him the glory and him alone. And it says, you gladly honor each other. Wow, this scripture blows my mind. You gladly honor each other, but you don't care about the honor that comes from the one who alone is God. This is what it means to put God first. It means to honor him and him alone. Honor. The word glory, when it says we give God glory, the word glory means to be weighed down with substance, to be weighed down, a heavy weight of substance. Giving God glory, putting him first, means giving everything we have. We need to go heavy with God. We need to put all of our time in his hands, all of our relationships in his hands, all of our money in his hands. It's not just putting God first. It's realizing that he deserves everything. And when you honor him as everything to you, he honors you. I will honor those who honor me, he said. Those who honor me, I myself will honor. To be weighed down with goods. God wants us to give him all the glory by giving him all that we have that's good. We give it to him, even the bad things, give them to him. Weigh him down. Let his shoulders carry you, like the song we were singing about Jesus being the government resting on his shoulders. His shoulders are enough for you. They are sufficient for you to rest on. His shoulders, you can put all your burdens on him. You can put all your worries on him. You can put all your sins on him. You can put all your sickness on him. You can put all your mistakes on him. He can handle it. His shoulders are broad enough to carry it all. Give it all to him. Give him every bad thing you've ever thought, every bad thing you've ever done, every bad thing you forgot you did. Give that to him. He can carry it on his shoulders. And he can bury it in the ground. And he can rise with you free. Give him all the bad. He'll work it together for good. And give him all the good. Don't just give God your bad things. Oh, God, I give you this addiction. Give him all that. But give him your good things. Not the leftovers. Put him first. In Isaiah 43, I'll close with this. Now thus says the Lord who created you and he who formed you, fear not, for I have redeemed you. Fear not. He tells us how we can be delivered from fear. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. So because he's redeemed you, you can fear not. I've called you by name because he called you. You can stop being afraid. You are mine. Stop being afraid, knowing you're his. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you won't be burned. Nor shall the flame scorch you, for I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you. And some single woman needs to say amen to that. I will give men for you. and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east. I will bring your sons and daughters from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. I will say to the north, give them up. I will say to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar, my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. Boy, when you get a hold of this fact that he formed you, he made you, he called you, he was with you, he prepared you, he created you, he redeemed you, he formed you, he called you by name, he took you, he possessed you, he made you his, he did it, he saved you, he healed you, he delivered you, he put you in the head and not the tail, he gave you more than enough, he's the one that's done it all, give him all the glory, he deserves it all came from him, give it all back, it all came from him, give it all back. Let's have some radical God-first lives this year. Let's have some on-fire God-first lives this year. Everything good you have, he gave it to you. Give it back to him this year. Give it back to him this year. Give him your time, he'll multiply it. Give him your money, he'll multiply it. Give him your body, he'll heal it. Give him your mind, he'll deliver it. Give him your family, he'll make them whole. Give him your fears, give him your wins, give him your losses. Give him it all. Give it all to him. God first. Give him all the glory. He's redeemed you. He's called you by name. Stop holding back. Stop holding back for a rainy day. Put him first with your money. Put him first in your mind. Put him first in your body. Put him first. You know, he puts you first. So why don't we just put him first? Every good thing we have came from him. Let's stand together. Every good thing we have came from him. Amen. Give it back this year. Give it back this year. Every healing, every good thing. When the man saw he was cleansed, he turned back and gave Jesus glory. Let's give him all the glory this year. Let's be tithers this year. Let's be above and beyond givers. Let's be healers this year. Let's be soul winners this year. Let's be healed this year. Let's give it back to him. Give him your body, he'll make it better. Give him your mind, he'll make you smarter. Give him your money, he'll make it multiply. Give him your time and he'll give you more time you ever had to know what to do with. Whatever you give him, he always gives it back better. Why are we afraid? He said, give. And it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Will men pour into your bosom, into your lap? So much that you can't even contain it. So much that it overflows. There's anything you give to God, he will give it back better. He will give it back to you better. Whatever you keep for yourself will get worse. But whatever you give to God will get better. I'm not saying that you got to never have money in the bank, or never have retirement. Have all those things. Put God first. We've put the government first. We got to stop. We got to put God first. Put ourselves first. Stop. Stop. Let's put God first. This is not some legalistic way to put God first. This is a reflex to him putting us first. I have redeemed you. I've called your name. Child, you are mine. We came from him. We're going back to him. Let's send our time to him. Let's send our, do not build up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust can destroy, where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust cannot corrupt and where thieves cannot break in and steal. This year, let's lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven. Let's win souls. Let's give generously like crazy. Let's let God's economy govern our minds rather than American economy governing our minds. Let's do things God's way this year. It's not perfectionism. We're all going to fall short of doing everything God's way, but it's a journey. It's just, okay, here's one more thing today. I can just invite God into this equation. Here's one more thing in my life. I can add God to the equation. That's putting Him first, adding Him to the equation. Because you and Him and us together, we can't fail. Even when we fail, it's not real failure. It's just temporary. We already are more than conquerors. Amen. Jesus, open our eyes to see that all that you've ever told us to do is for your glory and for our good. And in those times where we failed, we thank you, Father. I pray on behalf of everyone here. In the times that we failed, we thank you that you'll even use those things to work in our lives. The mistakes we've made, we know you'll use those things. We give you our mistakes. Come on, let's just say, pray this together. Lord, we give you our lives. We put you first because you put us first. You've redeemed us. You've called us by name. You've redeemed me. You've called me by name. I'm yours. You're with me in the river. You're with me in the flood. You're with me in the fire. It will not burn me. The river will not drown me. I put you first. I bring you my heart, my time, my treasures, my talents. My gifts are at your disposal. My money is at your disposal. My time is at your disposal. I surrender it to you. I trust you with it. I'm only giving it back to you because now I realize you are the one who gave it to me. You gave me time. You gave me treasures. You gave me talents. This year, I'm giving them back to you. In Jesus' name, help me in this journey. Amen and amen. Come on, give Him glory. Give Him praise today.